Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle.
Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing. Online marketing. Social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps, I'm excited to have another incredible guest. His name is Tom Poland. He's calling us from Castaways Beach down in Australia. So he's getting the good weather now while we're starting to get the bad weather up here in the United States. So, Tom, man, how are you doing today?
Brian, I'm a box of fluffy ducks. Thanks, buddy.
I love that, box of fluffy ducks. So do they have fluffy ducks down on Castaway Beach?
Not on the beach. It's more like the seagulls and bits and pieces. But we go inland. There's plenty of fluffy ducks. No, it's just a phrase that can cover a multitude of situations. Sort of, you know, you're feeling all warm and fluffy, or you're kind of like feeling like shit and feathers.
I love it. So anyways, I want to introduce you to my audience. And I met you through a mutual friend, Kathy Demers, who's been on the podcast. She's been one of my coaches, and she just ranted and raved about you. So I wanted to get you on. So let's get to know you a little bit. Tell me about your backstory. You started a financial services company at the age of 24, which I find amazing. And then now you do this thing called Leadsology. You're a scientist, a mad scientist of getting leads, and we'll cover that in a little bit. So tell me the backstory. How did that go that direction?
Right. Well, the short version is that at age 24, I made a number of very bold decisions and bought a house and got several mortgages and impregnated my poor wife with the first of many children and started a business all in like, boom, why not do it all at once? I mean, that's a good idea, right? So I was in a situation where I had staff and premises and I had to sell stuff, and I had to sell stuff that people didn't want to know about. Insurance policies and retirement planning funding. And you call people up, no one wants to know about that. So I thought, you know what, I'm okay at the actual value delivery, but I suck at the marketing. How do I generate leads? So I literally flew around the world. I literally read every decent, half decent book I could get a hold of on the subject of sales and marketing, did the courses, and kind of short versions. I came back and implemented everything and then sat back and waited for the spectacular sales explosion, and nothing happened. All that happened was, it was like 3 months later, and all I had to show for all that was an empty bank account balance. So it worked so badly, I did it again, and I kept doing it. And so I had this continual experience of trying to figure out the marketing, paying money to show me, and coming back, and nothing changed. And that's when I figured out, sat down one day, I thought, dang, I'm just going to have to figure out myself. And that's really the birth of Leadsology.
So Leadsology is something that you teach, obviously, now, and it's something that you coach people through. So what is exactly Leadsology? What is the concept of this?
Right. Well, thanks for the invitation to broadcast.
Oh, absolutely.
A marketing method. I guess it's partly what it's all about, adding value. Well, so one of the things I did is I sat down eventually, and I felt like I was trying to twist myself out of shape to get sales. Like I was tempted to, and when you're desperate, you know, ethics can be a very flexible thing. So I found myself very tempted to say things that weren't quite true, or to exaggerate things, or to try and close people hard. And I actually wasn't really comfortable about that, but I really needed the money. So I did all these things. And so Leadsology was born out of the frustration and disappointment of trying to do everyone else's stuff and it not working. And it was also born out of the idea that there must be a better way. There must be a more authentic, more natural, less high pressure way to generate leads. And a couple of things I figured out. One is I didn't like selling. I didn't like creating a pressure situation, trying to convince people that they should buy what I had. I didn't like that. The other thing is I didn't want to chase people, and I didn't want to spend a lot of money generating leads. So what I knew I had to figure out was a way to get the leads coming in to me. And they had to be highly qualified, so that by the time I spoke with someone, really all the marketing had been done. They were well educated. They knew what my fees were. Before I spoke with them, I wanted all these things. I wanted them to be motivated. And I didn't want to have a conversation where I was convincing them. I really just wanted to have a conversation where I was confirming that working with me was the right thing or the wrong thing to do, one or the other. So I just wanted a whole more laid back approach. And you know, eventually, and there were some people who helped me along the ways, no question about that, but eventually figured out how to get a weekly flow. And that's a key KPI right there, key metric right there. Every single week, if someone's got an inbound flow of well-qualified, highly qualified leads, boom, you've got the potential for outrageous success. And that is what Leadsology is all about, the inbound, highly qualified new client inquiries.
Well, I can't imagine there's anybody listening to this that would disagree. I mean, everybody would love to sit back and have these leads come at us, but right. What are we missing? I just did a podcast and I basically said it was the thing that really holds people back. And that is, everybody asks themselves or says to themselves, if I could only, you know, if I could press that magic button, if yeah. I could only get more likes on Facebook, if I could only have a viral post, I'd be rich. You know, it's like they're yeah. looking for that lottery yeah. ticket. So what's the difference? Yeah.
Well, there's some massive differences. The first thing is, unfortunately, in the world of marketing, hype and bullshit is pervasive and ubiquitous. It's just everywhere. So you've got all these people out there telling you that if you do social media marketing, or if you do blogging, or you do podcasting, or you do online funnels, or you do networking the right way, or, and they're all flogging a course or a program or a workshop, and they're not all of them, some of them are genuine. Most of them, I don't think, have something that actually makes a measurable bank account measurable difference. So there are some people that are well-intentioned. There are some people that are just charlatans. But the bottom line is still the same. You hand your money over, and they essentially are saying something like this. You can summarize the pitch up. They're all with this exact same thing, which is this. Trust me. Give me your money, and I'll show you how to get new clients. Everyone's saying that. Buy my program now. There's a countdown line, or there's some scarcity, and as you get this bonus, this, you get the... We've all been there. We've all done it, and I think most people are sick of it. So that's the first thing is, anyone that essentially says, trust me, give me your money, run, okay? Because since when was it okay for them to say that you should trust them, but they're not going to trust you to pay? So that's the first thing is, let's stop bullshitting people, and let's have a level playing field so that when a prospect makes an inquiry, you have as much skin in the game as they have. So the way I do that, and because everyone can sound like me, right? Everyone can listen to the podcast and someone can go, I'm going to say what he said because it sounds like it might work, might get cut through. So what I train my clients to do is exactly what I do, is to say, do my program, do my course, work with me, however it is you work with your clients. Let's do that for a month, but don't pay me any money. And at the end of the month, you can decide if I'm a bullshit artist like all the others or if I'm actually the real deal. And what I told you were going to get, and what I told you how it would work and how well it would work, if you can confirm that that is exactly what you're getting, then yes, I would like to be paid for that month, but you can pay me later on. You don't have to put any dollars down now. So we've got to create, when we're doing our marketing, we're doing our selling, we've got to move away from the whole BS. And I'm not saying Mother Teresa, I've done it when I was desperate as well, but we've got to stop saying to people, it's a free brainstorming session when it's actually a sales ambush. You know, if you're going to try and sell someone, tell them it's going to be a sales call. I'm going to try and sell you, but come along, see if I can succeed. Or if it's not going to be that, tell them it's not. But just tell people. I mean, with me, I train my clients and I say, look, just offer them a conversation between two adults to see if you have a fit. Don't do any selling. Selling is what you have to do when your marketing sucks. If you've got good marketing, and it's authentic, and it's logical, and the value is really there, it's simply a matter of putting that offer in an educated way in front of the right person, and guess what? They want to buy. No convincing, no arm twisting. Good marketing creates a series of offers where the right person finds them. They look at each offer, and they go, you know what? There's no reason why I shouldn't do that. They've taken all the risk out. They've taken all the fear of disappointment, which is a big one, by the way. It stops people buying. They've taken it all out. I just have to give this a go. That's what good marketing does.
No, I agree with you 110%. And, you know, I think putting skin in the game and getting something in return and giving people value and proving that value has an immense upside. Now I'm going to play devil's advocate because...
Oh, goody. I like this game.
Yes. because I've not only been on this side, but I'm sure a lot of my clients have been on this side. And that is, you walk in and you start working with somebody and say, hey, I'm going to give you all of this stuff and we're going to make it work. And you don't pay me now and you can pay me after a month. I generally try to do it in 3 months because I know I can't get the results I need in a month because it takes a little longer to kind of pull things together. But what happens when they don't live up to their side of the ball game and do what you're showing them how to do and they don't get any results?
Well, the terms and conditions of the deal exclude that as a reason for not paying me.
Okay.
So the terms and conditions, which are very clear and explicit on it in our shopping cart, and they know what they are before they get to the shopping cart. So it's not like, oh, a surprise. It's not like bait and switch, right? Where we tell them one thing to get to the shopping cart. Oh, there's a one. So the terms and conditions are, look, you rock up to the meetings each week. It's just one meeting a week. That's not hard, right? I mean, do that. And just follow the system. If at the end of the 30 days you don't believe that it's what you thought it was, don't pay me. So it's pretty simple. But by the way, just because you got busy, that's not a reason to not pay me. It's a 30-day validation period. They get complete access to all the IP. Nothing's held back. It's not like I'm not going to give you the real oil until you pay me. It would just give you a little bit. No, they get complete. They get. It's an opportunity for them to kind of, it's like they're buying a car, they get to take it home and drive it for 30 days. So provided they can see it is what I told them that it was, and they can see within that 30 days that provided they implement it would work, then they want to be paid. And the reason I don't do the 90-day thing, and I had a prospect who actually became a client say to me, well, if you really believe in what you are giving me, why don't you just let me pay once it's working? I said, hey, that's a great question. But the reason is pretty simple. You don't have skin in the game. We both need to have skin in the game. How many times have we got a free course? Do we ever do them? Very rarely. We got skin in the game. We know, hey, 30 days time, Tom's going to want some money, honey. I better get stuck in and have a look at this thing properly. So we both parties need to have skin in the game. I think that's a fair and level playing field. It shouldn't be just me having to trust them or them just having to trust me. We need to be able to trust each other and move forward with that. That is the basis for doing business. Do I get ripped off? Absolutely. I had someone just the other day came in, downloaded everything because we can tell on a little panel, and then said, oh, no, it's not really for me. I'm not, you know, cancel my payment. Cancel his payment. That was the deal. If he wants to rip me off, that's his karma.
Okay. Makes sense. Yeah. So you're really doing a 30-day money-back guarantee on steroids is the way I like to look at it.
It's probably not a bad way of putting it. It's better than money-back guarantee because they don't actually pay any money. And the problem with money-back guarantee, Brian, is that I heard this. I had a conversation with a new client and said, look, I'm just finishing up with the mastermind group. Cost me $35,000. I said, how'd it go? And I knew the person running the mastermind group who will remain nameless. And she said, well, I didn't really get anything out of it, to be honest with you. But it was inspirational. It was a lot of step up and you deserve it and tap into the law of abundance. There's a lot of that. But she said, not really for me. And I said, oh, was the money back guarantee? She said, yeah. I said, well, did you ask for money back? I said, no. I said, why not? I'm interested. She said, oh, Tom, she was a really nice person. Yeah, sorry, that's not enough.
Right.
So people don't like asking for money back. And we all know that. We all intuitively or instinctively go, yeah, I'm probably not going to ask for my money back, but it's good to know it's there. So I think, you know, no dollar down decide over 30 days. I think it's better than money back guarantee because people don't have to ask for their money back and because we don't like doing that.
Yep. No, I hear you. All right. So let's dig into some of the meat and potatoes of this.
Okay.
So you've got this program. What is Leadsology actually teach that's different than, you know, the average guy out there? Because I see this all the time, and this is one of the things I was talking about on my podcast was, you know, there's a guy that says, I guarantee you're going to get $5,000 and $15,000 clients crazy, you know, because this works. Yeah. And, you know, obviously it sounds really appealing, but, you know, once you dig into it, it's like, it's, you know, I could get that just by contacting people. It's, you know, they're really not teaching you anything new. They're just giving you a structure to try to do something.
Yeah. It's like, and you get the course and they go, well, just phone 500 people a day.
Right.
It probably wouldn't work, but I'm not going to do it. So I know this is going to sound probably arrogant, but my stuff actually works. And I know lots of other people have testimonials and you buy their programs, but I'm probably the only guy out there saying, don't trust me. Don't put yourself in a situation where you have to trust me. Work with me for a month. I'll give you your oxygen, then you decide. So that's I wanted to say what I'm going to say. I wanted to say that before, because a bunch of other people will say what I'm going to say next, but they can't do it. So I hope that gives some weight to my statement that my stuff actually works. I'm prepared, you know, work with you for free for a month, effectively, if you don't like it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Having said that, so what you want to do is, you know, we all know about USPs and they're good and everything else, but you want to be able to paint the picture so that people have an image in their mind. And we know that the unconscious, when it imagines something, to the unconscious, it's the same as a reality. So when you say sipping your coffee Monday morning, opening up your calendar, iCal or Outlook, sometimes actually say that so they really get the image in their mind. And you feel, another sense, you feel a smile spread across your face as you see all the inbound bookings in your calendar for that week from people who are wanting to meet with you, hoping to confirm that working with you is the right thing to do. So what we've done is we've created an experience in the mind of the prospect. And now, you know, audience members right now, sitting Monday morning, sipping their coffee, opening the calendar, boom, ooh, smile across my face, right? So mm-hmm. if everyone listening to this can create a promise that stimulates the sensory experience of the client and has them experiencing unconsciously the transformation after they work with you, that's pretty powerful. So you talked about getting into the weeds. Well, how do you do that? How do you create that situation without any funnels, as I have a pathological hatred of things that you click and tripwires, and
I understand
too complicated and also very expensive to run them with Facebook ads these days. Everything that I tell people not to do, I have done, and I've done them for years, and mm-hmm. I've invested time and money, which I think qualifies me to say don't do that because of XYZ ABC. So, but for the sake of time, let's focus on what you should do. Okay. Imagine a blank sheet, a blank whiteboard, and at the top of it, put the word audience. Then in the middle, put the word asset. And at the bottom, put the word action. So we've got audience, asset, action. All effective marketing involves those three elements. We've got to get the audience from somewhere. We've got to get people to listen to our story, our webinar, or read our book, or we've got to find the audience from somewhere. The asset, so many different assets. You've got blog posts, you've got funnels, you've got books, you've got webinars, millions of different assets. Action, it's a call to action, right? So it can be to a consult, it can be by a program. So there is like literally dozens of ways to get audiences, dozens of ways to create an asset, and dozens of different ways for a call to action. So let me make this real simple. Let me tell everyone, if they're marketing the invisible services, advice, or development software, I'll give everyone the best audience, the best asset, and the best action, because that will be nice and streamlined. Okay. Mm-hmm. So the best audiences are other people's networks. People, be more specific, Tom. Okay. So there are, across North America alone, thousands of individuals with email subscriber lists. That's what I mean by OP and other people's networks. They're the best audience. Why? Because the supply of leads is it's inexhaustible. You never run out of leads. Secondly, it's completely free. You don't have to pay affiliate commissions. If you do it my way, you don't have to pay out affiliate commissions, bribes, corruptions, nothing like that. And thirdly, they're high quality because they'll opt into someone else's list. And now they're going to opt into the next thing I'm going to tell you about, which is the asset. So if you have a look at the characteristics of other people's networks, inexhaustible supply of leads, high quality and completely free. Show me a bit of better audience than that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, we can talk more about the how in a moment. So you get other people sending an email out to their email list, inviting them to come to your online presentation, not a training webinar, exclamation mark, underline. It's not a free training webinar. It's a demonstration. And it's a demonstration of how you work with your clients. Why is that better than a free training webinar? Simple. If you offer a free training webinar, and at the end of it, people get a pitch, the very first exposure of you is bait and switch. I told you it was a free training webinar, but it's really a pitch. Now, if that's their first experience of your brand, that you did bait and switch, that there was something in there that you told them wasn't going to happen, or you didn't even mention it, and it's like, surprise. Now, do we all know there's going to be a pitch? Sure. But let's say it's going to be a pitch, if it's going to be a pitch. By repositioning it and changing the content, mixing up the content a bit, and say, look, if you want to find out how my clients in 15 different time zones around the world are generating a weekly flow of inbound leads, come to the demonstration. I will show you exactly what audience, how we get our audiences, what the asset is we develop, and what the call to action is. I'll show you how my clients do that. And if you want to know at the end of it about working with me, we can talk about that as well. And if you don't, that's fine. You can just click your mouse and disappear. So I want that first exposure of my brand to a prospective client. I want that to be a very direct, honest, and transparent value proposition. I want them to know exactly what they get in for. Now, will I get less numbers? Yeah, I'll get less numbers. But wow, the quality, because people are coming to my online presentation knowing exactly what they're interested in, and they'll put their hand up saying, yeah, I need to generate leads for my business. So audience comes from other people's networks. The asset, once a week, you run an online demonstration that demonstrates to people how you work with your clients. And the action is simple, book a consult. So book a time to have a chat with me, but there's a filter we put in. So you finish the online presentation, webinar, video conference, big or small, it doesn't matter. Bunch of people every single week rock up to hear you talk about how you work with your clients. At the end of it, you offer them to have a chat with them. But between the end of that webinar and them talking to you, they go to a landing page which explains to them what will happen when you have a conversation, that it's just a conversation between two adults to see if you've got something that can help them. What will not happen, which is it's not going to be a sales ambush. You're not going to be forced to, you know, buy now or the price goes up or something stupid like that. But it's not going to be a free idea session either. It's just going to be a conversation between two adults to see if I've got something here that can help you. Now, on that landing page that explains what will happen when you meet with them, they have to check several boxes before the link to book a time to talk with you is active. And one of those boxes is you say to them, this is how much I charge a month. Please check the box to confirm that you can actually afford it. Should we decide that it's a good idea to work together? They've got to check that box before they can book a time to talk with you. So the reason I love online meetings, Brian, the reason I believe is that they are absolutely by far and away the best medium for marketing and services is think about the very best, most successful, most proven, and the oldest marketing method in the world is speaking to groups of people. And if you have any doubt about that, just think about the number of clients that Christ, Buddha, and Muhammad have. And all they did was speak to groups of people, and often quite small groups. So that's the oldest, most proven, successful marketing method in the world, speaking to groups of people. You look at the newest marketing medium in the world, which is the internet. Boom, put them together, you got online meetings. So you have one online meeting every single week with an audience of people who want to know about how you work with your clients. In that meeting, the reason the online meeting is so powerful, apart from the fact that it's efficient and no one has to drive anywhere and a lot of other things, but and physical meetings will do this as well. It's just online meetings you do a lot faster and easier and cheaper. First of all, let's go through them. Elimination, qualification, education, and motivation. The online meeting, when you do it right, gives you a chance to ethically, rationally, and logically tell everyone why the other options are not such great ideas. Now, if you can't ethically and logically eliminate another option other than working with you, then don't. But all the ones you can, hey, you might be thinking about doing online funnels. This is why they suck. And you might be thinking about doing business networking. That's why they suck. So you can eliminate. I can eliminate 90% of my direct competitors that way, indirect competitors. So elimination, qualification, you get to show people how you work with your clients. Sorry, that's education. Qualification, they know what your fees are before they book a time to talk with you. And motivation. Last time I was open for clients, which I've shut two programs down right now because I just want to work with existing people, I had 76 consults over a 90-day period. That's more than one every business day. Average sale price of $8,000. You know, you can do some numbers there. It adds up pretty good. And that's because people have been through that online meeting. I don't want to talk with anyone unless they've been to an online meeting first. elimination, qualification, education, and motivation. That's why they work so incredibly well.
So, Tom, I don't know about you. You were talking about fluffy ducks. Have you ever tried Kentucky Fried Chicken?
Finger licking good, my friend.
Absolutely. There's 11 herbs and spices inside of that thing, and it's a secret recipe. I don't want you to give away 11. I want you to give away one secret that people can take away from this, just one ingredient that's going to make them go, wow.
Well, all right. So the biggest one to me is authenticity. Don't bend yourself out of shape. Don't bend your personality out of shape. Don't bend your ethics out of shape. If something doesn't feel right, it ain't right, at least not for you. Be smarter than that. Rise above the formulas and whatever the prescriptions everyone is thinking. And what makes sense for you? What feels good in your skin? What's going to make you sleep well at night? And figure out how to make it work that way. Don't buy into my prescription if it doesn't feel right. You know, if it just doesn't flat out. So get authentic, but be authentic in a smart way that's going to work for your marketplace. That's not a tactical, that's a concept, that's a principle. But I actually think it's incredibly valuable. Can I give you one more just so it's a bit more?
Please go right ahead.
A bit more tactical. Okay. So once a week, pick a day, pick a time, and that 1 hour, you'll be presenting to a number of people online how you work with your clients. Okay. Now, you might say, well, I don't have a database, I don't have a presentation. Newsflash, we were all born naked. As Goethe said, the genius and the power and the magic, it's in starting. So you go, say, a month out from now, and say, okay, every Thursday morning, and one last time at 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., I'm going to present to a group of people about how I work with my clients. And at the end, I will offer people an opportunity to talk with me about becoming a client. Okay. So that is one very tactical, tangible thing. And now, having set it up, and by the way, you can get a Zoom account for 40 minutes for free. So there's really no financial excuse not to do this. Then your mission in life becomes to get the audiences for those meetings. But start, commit, day, time, same every single week, once a week. That's your most important KPI. Run a meeting, group of people, big, small, one person, 1,000 people, I don't care. Do it every single week and your business will grow.
So, Tom, this has been incredible. I mean, a lot of great information in a very compressed period of time. I am positive my people are going to want to get some more information about what you do and how you do it. So what's the best way for them to do that?
Okay. Well, first of all, anyone emails me, I take great pride in responding. Tom@leadsology.guru. And I apologize for the .guru, but .com was gone. And we're just going to say that's a G-U-R-U. Another authentic G-U-R-U. Tom@leadsology.guru. If they want to see how I run these demos, go to www.leadgendemo.com. Sign up for one. Be a spectator. You know, you can see exactly the sequence I take people through. I'll talk about where you get the audiences from, how to put your PowerPoint together, and what the call to action should look like. I spilled quite a few beans on that meeting. Leadgendemo.com. Sign up for the next one, and I'll look forward to seeing you online.
Outstanding. Well, Tom, man, it's been great getting to know you. Thank you for coming in so early in your morning. And I just think my audience will got a lot of what I call sizzling hot bacon knowledge bombs out of this one, because it was so much great info. So, man, thank you so much for joining us today.
Been a pleasure. It's been fun. Thanks for the opportunity, Brian. It's a great opportunity for me, too.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.